Hey there, welcome to another episode of Brand Mavericks, the podcast that ignites your entrepreneurial spirit and guides you down the path to building your own franchise empire. I'm Neil DiPentino, I'm president of Titan Media Works and your host for today's show. Today, we have a very special guest with us who has been instrumental in the growth of Dumpster Dudes. The company was founded in 2015 from humble beginnings, just one truck and 10 dumpsters. But since then, our guest has played a pivotal role in scaling the company, moving Dumpster Dudes from 3 to 25 units. Welcome to the show, Director of Franchise Development, Mr. Willie Katanowski. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, you're over there in Pennsylvania. I'm in Colorado today. I'm kind of semi-vacation type thing, doing a little work. We're expecting about 12 inches of snow. So I hope you're having a better day than we are.
Yeah, this week has been nice. We started to thaw out and we had our first 70 degree day yesterday. So we're trending in the right direction.
Nice. I like that. Fantastic. Well, we'll be there pretty soon. In Colorado, you never know. It's like it'll snow today and we'll be golfing tomorrow. So it's kind of that weird dynamic, you know? Hey, listen, I've been looking at your website, a great website, by the way, and kind of learning a little bit about Dumpster Dudes and you know what you guys do there and the opportunities and everything. But before we actually dive into that, let's talk a little bit about Willie. Willie, tell me a little bit about your story.
Yeah. So, you know, traditionally an outsider to franchising until I joined the Dumpster Dudes team. The first 11 years of my career, I was a teacher and a counselor in the nonprofit sector. And I worked for a boarding school program that only accepted teenage boys who got arrested and they were in the court system. And the whole goal of this program was to help them, you know, catch up in credits. A lot of them had never set foot in a high school, you know, and they could be 17, 18 years old. We also had some trade programs there too. So teaching them some life skills, you know, we had barbershop, we had, an auto body shop, automotive. We also had a golf course too. So they could learn how to do golf course maintenance. So a lot of cool opportunities for them. But that was, you know, the first 10, 11 years of my professional career. I then made a pivot into sales, and I was lucky to stumble into this job at a company called MailShark. They do direct mail marketing, and they work for a lot of franchise. They do marketing for a lot of franchise systems. The owner of that company is Brian Johnson, who also happens to be a franchisor on the Dumpster Dudes team. Brian, who I won't go into it too far, has his own interesting story where he was a money mailer franchisee and eventually identifies a way to do direct mail in a very unique way that no one else did. Huge success, huge company here, has about 150 employees. 13 years into that journey for him, these two guys that he knew from high school, Dustin and Aaron, reach out to him to pick his brain on marketing ideas for this dumpster rental franchise that they're trying to take national, which was Dumpster Dudes. And after they got everything set up, they needed somebody to have these conversations and kind of vet out prospects. And with my experience in teaching and counseling, it was just a good fit. And that's how I kind of got brought into the fold and now in the franchising realm.
I love that. That's a great story. I would love to have a conversation with that dude as well. So he's one of the dudes. I mean, obviously, I love the name, by the way. That's really a cool name. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your company and exactly what you guys do.
Yeah. So, I mean, the service itself is very simple, which is one of the best parts about this business model. It's dumpster rentals. You put an open top container down. We have a 10, a 15, a 20, and a 25 yarder. So four different sizes. We can fit just about any project. But you put the dumpster down, you leave. You come back a few days later, you pick it up, you empty it at what's called a transfer station, take that empty dumpster to a new location, a new job, right? So the service is about as simple as it gets. One thing I love about it is that we're never the main project, right? We are just a literal vehicle to help that project get done. So where that puts us with the customer is that it's a very easy opportunity to just be super helpful, be super friendly. We put boards down under every dumpster so they know that we care about their property. And, you know, we're kind of in and out. And so when there are issues with projects, it's never with us. And we have a ton of great reviews. It's easy to build the reviews up. We're just in a very sweet spot with what this service is.
Oh, very cool. So I, from what it sounds like, a good majority of your clients or customers would be homeowners, residential business, contractors maybe?
Yeah, that's another interesting component to this is that we see about a 50-50 split between B2B customers and B2C. So half of our business comes from residents, DIY project, maybe they're cleaning out some rooms in the house, they inherited a house, whatever the case may be. The other half comes from the contractors, but the dumpsters themselves are almost always rented at a single family home. Mm-hmm. So even when it is the contractor, it's still in a neighborhood. And why that becomes important is that these dumpsters, and like you said, you love the name. It's super helpful. It's very catchy. You have this mobile billboard that says Dumpster Dudes. It's hard to forget. The dumpster's bright orange. And so having this in, whether it's a contractor or a resident who, you know, rents the dumpster, you have this mobile billboard that all the neighbors are driving by seeing, and we capture a lot of business that way as well.
I bet a lot of word of mouth type stuff just based on your signage. I mean, that's awesome. That's fantastic. So what differentiates your company from maybe somebody else who's doing something that's the same or the similar?
Yeah. So there's two things. So there's the customer facing differentiators, and really where that is we kind of jokingly call this business 101. But it's answering the phone. It's delivering on the promise, meaning if I say I'm going to drop a dumpster off on Wednesday morning, I need to be there Wednesday morning with that dumpster, picking up on time. And I know this sounds like just the basics, and really it is, but in this sector, in this industry, where a lot of our competition drops the ball is on those things. So a lot of times it could be to inventory management. It is tough to know when the right time is to buy dumpsters. And that's, you know, a big part of where our corporate team is supporting and helping people scale at the right times and make smart decisions with their inventory purchases, where a lot of competitors who don't have that same support will hold off on the because of the cost. And then they find themselves in a situation where they're taking jobs that they can't fulfill. You know, and on the other end of that, you hear it from contractors all the time. Some of their biggest pain points is their crew's gone. They need the dumpster gone, but now it's staying there 3 or 4 extra days. Now the resident is calling, you know, the roofer or whoever they paid. Why is this still here? This needs to go. Mm-hmm. And we just don't do that. You know, we answer the phone, we consult when we need to. You know, maybe someone doesn't know what size dumpster they need to clean out 3 rooms. Always happy to have those conversations. But most importantly, we just try to do right by the customers. We put boards down. I think I said this before, but under every dumpster, it's not super complicated to do that. A lot of companies just don't do it because it's an extra 2 or 3 minutes they have to get out of the truck, and
God forbid.
Yeah, right. But we do that. And then kind of the second part of that question that I'd like to address is, you know, as a corporate system, we've really found a way to differentiate ourselves in terms of support that we provide to franchisees, not just with having this great business model that Dustin has built over the past 8 years. From his experience, and like you said, starting with 1 truck and 10 dumpsters, but we've really cut our teeth in the digital marketing landscape over the past few years, and feel like we've really fine tuned the system on how to perform organically on Google's algorithms, which is always a moving target. But our digital marketing efforts, we feel like that's a place where we really outperform the competition or the other franchise systems in this space.
As far as reaching out to people who are in need of this type of thing.
Yeah. So your B2B side is more relationship-based. Mm-hmm. You know, we purchase lists for all of our franchisees, of all the contractors. There's some things we help them do to get in front of them and start those conversations. But on the B2C component, the average resident in any territory, they're just going to throw in their search bar,
right,
dumpster rental near me. And we know that, right? And so there's some things we've identified that really help us kind of leapfrog existing competition too when we build out new markets. I think one thing that I should say is we didn't invent dumpster rental, right? And there's not a single market we're ever going to go into where we don't have to come in and outperform established competitors,
right?
And so our system is all geared to coming in and gathering market share. And a lot of that, 50% of that's coming from a savvy online presence in terms of organic results. And there's other things you can do, you know, paid ads and Facebook ads and things like that. But the real magic, I think, is those organic customers that you can organically drive to your site.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to back up just a little bit, one of the things that you did mention was, you know, the timeliness of being, you know, at a job site on time or to a client on time, picking up on time and that type of thing. And I can honestly say as a DIYer, you know, and we've done a lot of remodeling to our house over the last 3 years. That's super important because, you know, I work a regular job and I'm taking off time to meet somebody who's going to drop up maybe a dumpster or maybe drop off a load of material or, you know, come in to do some work or whatever the case might be. And if, you know, they're not there at the time they need to be, it just screws up my entire day. So as a consumer, I mean, it kind of irks me when that happens. So I really like what you said there. That's super important, I think, and something that, you know, not everybody, you know, not everybody in that this trade actually does. So congratulations on that. So let's talk about franchising a little bit here. So what would be the advantage of, let's say, you know, buying into a Dumpster Dudes franchise versus doing a startup on my own?
Yeah. And I think one of the things that's important to us as a team is to be completely transparent. And at any discovery day, and we do those all one-on-one, we bring this up at kind of towards the end of the day. Like, we understand that there's a big decision to be made and you could do this with us. And what we're looking for in a prospect, if we didn't think a prospect couldn't be successful if they did this on their own without us, that's not who we want to work with, right? So we're looking for someone who we know could do this on their own, just like Dustin did, but at the same time sees the value in the support and really the much quicker ramp up that we're going to bring to them, and being part of a team, a support system, and eventually, or we're getting there, a nationwide brand. So, you know, some of the things though, just in franchising in general, you know, why you get into it, Dustin, who's our founder, made a ton of expensive mistakes early on, and you don't know what you don't know until you get into it. Right. And even with franchising, I'm sure that there's things that pop up that you just didn't anticipate as a new franchisee. Now in the Dumpster Dude system, you have all of our cell phones. You know, you have my cell phone after the first conversation, because that's what I work off of. And then you have, you know, Dustin, Aaron, Brian, Joni, you have our whole team. So if there is a real-time issue and you don't know how to navigate it or you don't remember, you know, that was talked about in training, you're just calling or texting whichever one of us has the best answer. We kind of each have our own niche of you know, what we're handling or where we're the most supportive. So you have a good idea of, hey, who's going to help me with this? Like, if it's a truck issue, Dustin has a trucking background, it's always Dustin. And it's not rare for him to FaceTime somebody and walk them through a quick troubleshooting process on some issue that popped up that was unexpected.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I apologize. No, go ahead.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of power in that, but even having the system worked out ahead of time, I mean, there's mistakes that would be made that our franchisees just aren't making because we already have it worked out. We already have a platform to follow, and we've already been there. And so they don't need to go there, right? They really, what we're trying to do is set up everything so our franchisees can do what we can't. So we can handle digital marketing, right? We can handle, well, all, any marketing, and we can steer them in that direction. We can handle a lot of things through the software. We can support them in price training, training them on the economics of the business. What we can't do is deliver dumpsters in that territory and build face-to-face connections in that territory. So we try to take everything else off their plate so that they can focus on sales and then execution of the service.
Right. You know, so I was looking at your website too. It's a very robust website. So if I'm a franchisee in Denver, Colorado, I actually have access to that. So people can go to that website, find my location, contact, get information about the company as a whole, and then get in touch with me directly. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And if what we like to feature is, because all of our franchisees are local business owners in those markets and it's a family run business. And so we also like to have that feel come across when somebody gets to your landing page. And so they can reach out to you directly if they have questions. They can also, for some of the more introverted customers, there's an option to just book online, and that takes some of that workload off the franchisee's plate too, mm-hmm. for those customers who want to do that. And then we have some ways to remarket the abandoned carts. You know, somebody, I'm guilty of this all the time, where I start ordering something online, and we were talking earlier, you know, I have a bunch of kids running around, a bunch of things going on, and I forget to purchase, right? And I just don't make it there. You know, in our system, we have it automated. So in a day later, I'm going to get a text. Yeah, hey, this is Willie from Dumpster Dude. Just wanted to see if you had any questions. And we bring it back in a lot of business that way. So
I love that. That's fantastic. So you mentioned that, you know, being a local business. So let's talk about your franchisees. Who would be a great target for to be a Dumpster Dude's franchisee? Yeah.
The biggest thing we're trying to vet out early on is just people who it's important to them to do right by others. And that's a broad statement, right? But that means like doing right by the customer, doing right by your employees, doing right by other vendors that you use. And that's a top-down thing from us on the corporate side. That's really kind of what brought us all together, that this relationship where it's really important for all of us to do right by each other and whoever we're working with. And that's carried us a long way. So first mm-hmm. and foremost, that needs to be there. That's what we want to see. You know, outside of that, it's really everyone has different situations, different income levels, different goals with what they're looking for. We're open to an investment model for someone who has the cash to support, you know, the staffing early on. And we really love working with a first-time business owner who's just tired of working for somebody else. We have a bunch of those on our team who are doing well and who are building these great businesses. But I'll reframe that question in a different way. So like the most successful kind of avatar for the Dumpster Dudes model is what we're finding is that sales component, or that person who doesn't have, isn't shy to go into a roofer's office or a construction's brick and mortar and say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. I'm always going to deliver on the promise. I can be a great resource for you. Here's my card. And so those are the franchisees who are doing that consistently, that are ordering more dumpsters in, you know, month six of being open, and that are looking at a new truck towards the end of that first year. So those are the ones that are really, really hitting the ground running and just growing faster.
Fantastic. So what type of investment would be required in order to get started, a ballpark?
Yeah. So we like to see, I'll just say liquid capital. We like to see around 200,000. About half of that is just to get the lights on, and then another 50 for operational cash that you might be putting back into the business in the first few months as you're scaling, and then another 50 in reserve cash. Mm-hmm. So that's a quick hitter on it. You know, the all-in investment, so the truck and dumpsters are financeable, right? If you weren't mm-hmm. using any financing options, you're at somewhere around 400,000 total investment. And one thing I do want to highlight too is with us, we also have an in-house financing option on the franchise fee. I just wanted to mention that because a lot of brands don't do that. So it's something that's a little bit unique to us too. So just a way to kind of mitigate or lessen that initial cash outlay that you need to get up and running for the franchisees who want to take advantage of that.
Okay, fantastic. So as far as location, that type of thing, what type of location would be required? What kind of footprint would one need to be able to, I guess, house all of the truck, the dumpsters, that type of thing, and an office, that type of thing?
Yeah. So really, I mean, you can work out of a home-based office. And so, you know, that isn't something that necessarily has to be a requirement for the real estate side of things. There is a lot that you need of about a half acre, and you have to put gravel down. So that's mm-hmm. that's the main requirement. There is another marketing strategy that we've kind of uncovered that's it's not proprietary, but not something a lot of people know that we're using to help really bolster our Google profiles and our performance on Google. So I'll just kind of leave it at that because it's still somewhat of a secret in the industry. But you know, anyone who's interested will leave it as a teaser, so they'll reach out and you know, pick my brain on it. But there is a small office component that we'll do that you don't necessarily have to be working out of there. Honestly, nobody's walking into an office to rent a dumpster, right? It's going to be phone or internet based. So, but yeah, really that half acre lot's the big component, and it's easier to find than it feels sometimes too. I'll say it's like we have some franchisees paying less than $1,000 a month for their wow. storage lot. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, I would imagine. I understand exactly what you're saying. I would imagine you're just looking more for storage. And hey, if you're a good operator, you don't even need that, right?
Yeah, that's the key to it, right? So a half acre. So Dustin's our founder, 150 dumpsters, but his lot is still a half acre, right? Because you're not bringing more dumpsters in unless most of them are out. And the goal is to have them transient. You want them out there. You want them staying out there.
Right. So let me ask you, so you're dealing with with the dumpsters and you're taking and hauling off materials and everything. What kind of, compliance issues and regulations do you run into? And do you help your franchise or future franchisees work through all that?
Yeah, absolutely. So before opening day, there's just certain permits that you need to be able to go to these dump sites and, dump the bins. And so we're helping them, navigate all that and make sure they have everything that they need before they're open. So that's happening there. And then there's some coaching on our side too. So these are non-CDL trucks, which is really important because it helps keep the costs lower on insurance and payroll. A lot of headaches that come with the CDL. So we're purposefully staying under the CDL for this model. And a little bit of the coaching too comes into just understanding weights. And so roofers, just for example, roofing's one of our, they're one of our best repeat customers, a roofer in any territory, right? And different tiles have different weights. So it's part of our training system too, is kind of cheat sheets on, if it's X type of tile, this amount of squares, you can give a 15 yarder. If it's this many or more, you got to do 220s. And that's just to avoid overfilling or being over like that CDL limit. But again, we're here for all that. And we help everybody navigate everything because you have to be compliant. Nobody wants to start a new business and pay the government more in fines than,
Yeah. So that's just one more thing that people have to think about when starting a business. So, it makes a lot of sense to, work with an organization like Dumpster Dudes because all of that is not necessarily handled, but you work through that. You work through the training, you work through the marketing. It sounds like a really good opportunity to me.
Yeah. To take that a step further too, even just starting, if you went after this call and went to look at, hey, I'm going to start a dumpster business, what equipment should I get? You could spend 6 months researching all the different types of systems that are out there and still not feel confident at the end of that 6 months that you know what the best system is. We have it all worked out. Same with the dumpsters. I mean, we have it all worked out, the sizes that you need. It's just, it's a lot simpler this way to follow something that you know works rather than, taking some risks and making some expensive, potentially expensive mistakes with your decisions.
Yeah, and it sounds like this type of business too is somewhat recession proof because even during the worst of times, people are always building or whatever. If they're going to stay home more, they're going to, they don't have the money to go out maybe on vacation, things like that. They're going to fix their homes up and everything. So they need, product like yours, pandemic proof. I think during the pandemic, people did more DIY projects than probably ever in history. So, I think it sounds like a fairly nice investment.
Yeah, we saw that. The pandemic was fantastic for the dumpster rental business. We were busier than ever when all that happened. And it was such a weird time. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what's going on, but it was really great for our business.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're getting close to the end of our time together. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave our audience with?
Thanks for listening. If you'd like some more info, dumpsterdudes.com. It's dudes with a Z. You can find our franchising page there. There's some links directly to contact me personally, and we'll get you some more info if this is something you want to chat about or explore.
Well, Willie, thank you so much for all this great information and being on the show today. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Neil. This was great.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, that's our show for today. So thrilled you could be with us. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Brand Mavericks is sponsored by Titan Media Works, providing podcast production services and guest booking services for those who want to be in the podcasting space. Check us out at titanmediaworks.com. That's work spelled WORX. And also check out all the other great hosts at the Small Business Delivered Network at smallbusinessdelivered.com. Hey, stay tuned for more Brand Mavericks coming your way soon. And until then, please keep on building your empire. Thanks a lot and have a great day.